Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. This is a paragraph. Miss Crawford is a Miss Crawford is a Alice Crawford is a 32, so 91. Let me see. Yep, she's a 91-year-old woman under the care of physicians at Millennium, M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-U-M, Physician Associates in Kingwood, Texas, or in, in Kingwood, Texas. Patient has been referred to hospice and admitted to hospice with end-stage failure to thrive, hypertensive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, hyperlipidemia, renal insufficiency stage 4, pulmonary hypertension, B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia, period. During the last visit with the with her physician, it was noted that patient's not eating very much. Patient has lost about 10 pounds in the past 4 weeks. Patient's daughter is concerned that her mom is too weak to come to doctor's appointment. She has had a few falls in the past few days, fell again just before the last visit, period. In the paragraph, she also has had a history of urinary tract infection, and she feels like she no longer can go to the hospital to get further evaluation or care, period. She is on Tramadol and Tylenol for pain because she has a chronic pain because of arthritis in her lower extremities. She's short of breath at all times. She's lost weight. She's bedbound. She's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient's other issues include DJD, status post hysterectomy, status post breast cancer, right side, status post lumpectomy, status post chemotherapy, and appendectomy, period. Patient's condition has reached the point that the family wants no further treatments for any of her medical issues and problems. Her daughter is her primary caregiver and would like for mom to be cared for at home under hospice care, period. She most likely has less than 6 months to live and expected to do poorly, period. Patient meets the criteria for hospice care at home and is going to be admitted to hospice at this time. Thank you. 1 second.